Good morning, my angels and angels. Thank you for tuning in to The Morning Rush with me, of course, your host, Tony. Sorry, guys, I've been slacking a little bit, but I am back in action and I am ready to go. So let's get it started. All right, Tony, what is your topic today? I'm trying to hear something good, so you got to give it to me. I got you. So the topic that I want to talk about today is simple, just believing in yourself. A lot of people don't believe in themselves. And of course, it's something easier said than done. So we're going to get straight into it. Tony, what do you mean? What are you talking about now, Tony? Well, believing in yourself is believing that God can work all things through you, if that makes sense, in a way that a lot of people don't get it. If you don't believe in yourself, what makes you think everybody else is going to believe in you? I've been going through a lot of transformations in my life, which I'm very proud of. You know, as I stated last week, that I'm getting baptized on Friday, and I'm so excited because to me that is like the chapter of my life that is going to show me the truth of all things, and also that's going to be a challenging point in my life, I feel like, because when you get baptized, you're getting washed away your sins, your regrets, the stuff that burdens you, the stuff that, you know, you would usually be over here saying, oh, God would never accept me. Once you go into that water and come out, you are cleansed, okay? So that is honestly a beautiful thing. Like, who would not want to be cleansed? And I think that's what I'm excited more so excited about, because I get a chance to renew my life and also keep going in God's word and also doing what he needs to do. So with that being said, I have to trust in the process and also trust in myself to know that things are going to go just right. Everything ain't going to go as much as I would like it to be, but it will go just right. Yes, it will. And I want you guys to remember that no matter how tough life gets, you keep going, okay? Keep going. Sorry, I got gum in my mouth. But don't let people tell you what God already told you that you have in store. What do I mean by that? Don't look to have answers from somebody else. I think I've already, you know, went over this before, but we're not made to ask somebody else what we're supposed to do. Of course, in college, you're made to know what your major and what you're supposed to do in that major. Yeah, that's and whatnot. So true. But when it comes to what God has planned for you internally and what God wants you to do on this earth, it's up to us to ask that question to the Lord and not to anybody else, you know. We cannot ask somebody else, what do you think I'm here to do on this earth? They're going to give you the same answer anybody's going to give you. I don't know, you know. But you have to trust in the process that it's going to come to you naturally. I know for me, it wasn't easy to figure out what I wanted to do. I've always felt like, you know, God wanted me to do something, but I couldn't put my finger on it. Until I became an adult. And it was like literally last year and this year, and also in my 20s, I was trying to still cope with what, I mean, when I was 20, not in my 20s, I am in my 20s. When I was 20, I was still trying to realize what in the world did God want me to do. And honestly, around my teenage years and when I was 20 years old, I did not believe in myself. I did not believe that I can do all things through Christ, you know. I literally thought that I was just worthless. You know, I thought that I wasn't somebody that could learn from anything. But then as I got older and as I started to trust in God more, because one thing I will always say is, one thing I never gave up on was God. And I always believed that God has a way for something. It was more so like a, okay, you know, you said put my trust and my faith in you. I'm going to do that, you know? So that's how it was for me. And it's hard. Some people can't go that long, you know, just trusting in the process, trusting in the Lord, and trusting that everything's going to be all right. Some people cannot go that long. Some people, as soon as something messes up, oh, it's God's fault. And it's like, how can you say that's God's fault? Well, he told me to trust in him, and he didn't do what he said he was going to do. How you know he didn't say what he was going to do? Because I just know. So it comes a time where people have to realize you got to trust in yourself to know that God lives in you. So in order to make stuff happen, you have to believe in yourself to know that it's going to happen, because God already planted what he wanted you to do inside you. I know that's like, what, Tony? But no, seriously. We expect God to just come in a blink of an eye, drop of a finger, drop of a dime. But it's like he's already here. The only thing is, y'all not seeing that he lives inside of us. He lives in you. So when you feel like you want to do something, do it. Believe in yourself to do it, because God already said you can do it. And he's giving you that power to do it. I am taking on a big responsibility, I feel, in my life to branch out and let people know that God is real. God is alive. A lot of people is not going to, you know, accept that. But I'm going to give you a reason why you should. Now, to each of his own. But if you're around me, you're going to hear about God a lot. Because he's done so much things for me. And why wouldn't I? Why wouldn't I talk about God? So I would love to hear people's opinions. I feel like I'd be talking to myself. But I see that people view it. But if y'all could just do a voice message, that'd be great. To let me know your viewpoints and also what you feel like inspires you and how you feel. And I'm going to go on a quick break, but I will be right back with the Morning Rush. Thank you. I'm back. Thank you for tuning in to the Morning Rush with me. So another thing that I notice about people is they give up too easy. Now, look, I was at church. Oh, guys, if you ever want to attend a church, there's no other church better than New Jerusalem Cathedral. It's on Sharp Road in Greensboro. If you ever want to go, please go. It is an amazing church. I love it. But it's so, what my pastor was preaching about yesterday was, which was not yesterday, Sunday, which was so ironic, was people are quick to say, you know, they hate their jobs, they hate, you know, what they do, but they're not gonna, you know, give up that check every, you know, every week or every 2 weeks that comes in, which is so true. Because honestly, I'm at the point where I'm just not happy. At work, it gets boring. When I feel like I'm doing stuff repeatedly, it just get boring to me. And I've always been that way. If I get bored, I start to look for a new job, which I feel like I shouldn't do that, because I should at least go to a job for a year. Guys, Jesus, It's hard. But I'm trying to stick it out. And another thing he said was that, you know, we have to build ourselves up as well instead of throwing ourselves down. It's a lot of things that we have to fix within ourselves that a lot of people don't see, don't think about or see. I've been working on myself for a long time, and I love the new me. 2 years ago, Tony, even teenage Tony, child, I was just so determined that I'm going to, you know, I need a man in my life. Oh, me, Tony. Yeah, that was me. It was like, oh, my God. Like, oh, why don't I have somebody, you know? Now, Tony? Oh, I'm good. Like now, you know, the little boo thing that I told y'all about, yeah, I had to let that thing go. You know, it was only because I'm the type of person, you give me the same energy I'm giving you. If we can't reciprocate the same energy, then there's nothing that we need to do further on. And, you know, we need to go our separate ways because you're not showing me that energy that's needed to keep a relationship. So, boom. I'm back on the market, but I'm cooling. Not really searching at this point. I'm just letting God bring him to me. And I think that's what I'm going to do for a good minute. But that's another thing. Like, guys, we cannot search for things that is like kind of impossible to have. Because if you really think about it, they say nothing is impossible, you know, with God intended. But when you don't have God intentions on this person, then it is impossible. It is. It's just impossible. And the type of person I want in my life, of course they have to accept my children, you know, and also be able to, you know, lean towards God. I would love somebody that I could pray with and just talk about life with. Like, that's me. I'm for it. But not everybody does that. You know, a lot of guys that I know, they don't go to church. And it's like, man, is there anything I could do to change that? And the answer is always no. And so, to me, that's an automatic turnoff. You have to be willing to go to church. Now, I'm not saying go to church with me every day, but you got to be willing to go to church. You know, I'm not perfect. Nobody's perfect, but we all need to hear what the Lord got to say. And that's just it, you know. And that's one of the qualifications that I feel like you need to just be open. That's when I tell people, are you open to things? And if they say, yeah, I'm open to things, but when you talk about God, it's like, oh, no, I don't go to church, then you're not open. And I'm just waiting for the moment for me to actually meet somebody that is open to be like, oh, yeah, I go to church too. Really? Okay. Like, also, I need somebody with, like, humor. Now, I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to break this humor down. Because I met somebody, and he has humor. But it's not in the right places, okay? Like, his humor is demeaning. And he's like, I'm not a people person. Well, I can see why you're not a people person. You talk about everybody you see. You said you like me, but then you start talking about me. You know, but I could take it. But let's say it was anybody else that was like, you know, wanting to get to know somebody, and the first thing they do is talk about your hair or something like that and say, that's who I am, so you got to take it or leave it. Well, they're going to leave it right where you are. They're not going to put up with that. And I think that's what's wrong with me, because I am a tough cookie. I don't let things intimidate me anymore. I am sensitive, but I'm not overly sensitive. As a part of, well, actually, I am overly sensitive. Let me rephrase that. I don't care about what people say about me anymore. Now, that I let go. I don't care. It just does not bother me anymore. It used to, but to this point, I don't care. They could say I'm a demon. I wouldn't care. You know, don't care. But, you know, it's the point of why be mean to the person that you're trying to get to know. So that part, I'm not cool on, okay? If you're going to have humor, have good humor. Also, be alive, you know? Be out there. Don't be a person that's just like, yeah, I'm just, you know. No, be happy that you live it. See another day. Like, that's wow. Like, that is my type of man, okay? But enough about me. I really feel like people should just wake up and see that, you know, believe in yourself. And don't let nobody tell you anything different. We all live in this world for a reason. We all here for a reason. So we should keep that reason and keep doing what we're doing because we are made in God's image. So we have to, you know, live up to that responsibility. But I love you guys for just tuning in with me and just listening to me every other day, every day. Even if you listen to me before you go to work, before you wake up, after you wake up. I don't know how you could listen to me before you wake up, so don't roast me for that. But before you get the kids ready, anything, I genuinely thank you. And I am working on my own radio station. I'm going to put it in God's hands, and I'm just going to work hard for it because I really, really want my own radio station. I think I could do it with God intended, and I believe in myself. So, guys, I love you guys. And y'all have a beautiful, beautiful morning. And just tune into the Morning Crush. Love you, angels and angels. Bye.